Good morning, sir.
What did you do to Joe Kraft?
But I haven't seen him.
Well, God, he's got an ad in the New York Times for you. I don't know whether you can still qualify all this government or not if you've got compatriots like that.
For heaven's sake.
It's the nicest story. It's got one or two little old eggs.
Are you kidding me?
No, no, I'm not kidding you. I want you to get it. It's good for you on Sunday. Anybody that's as wonderful a person as you are, you get send out and get the magazine section. And it is. It's got one or two little chirps. Everybody's got to be cut. But I think that anybody that reads it will just be 1,000,000% impressed. And I thought it was, he's so unfair with everything I deal with and such a Viet Cong agent that how in the world he could do this. And what he says about your everybody else falls out of the trenches and how you're competent on everything and you're the hardest working man there. You'll get a little tired coming in from a faraway trip. And you'll be green and ready to fall, and everybody else is falling. The next morning you'll be at work. And how you can negotiate for hours and hours and hours, and the great test of every young man in the department, to every foreign service officer, is when a guy under searchlights with tough negotiators and insulters and everything else can hold up single-handed the other side of the table and never give a goddamned inch. And never sacrifice a piece of territory, and never give up a bit of real estate, and not provoke a fight, get insulting, that's the test of the great diplomat, according to these youngsters. So I thought you ought to read.
I'm amazed. I knew he was doing one, but I haven't been down to the office yet.
And then he goes ahead and tells every time they try to write something about you, if it's to your interest, why, you just put a lid on it and say, no. You know, you're not a... In other words, you're a modest man. Now, be careful here.
I'm talking
to Secretary Rusk here. And he's wanting to take his phone away from me. But how you are a modest man, and then you got a spine of steel, and no vanity, and no selfishness. And he winds it up with saying, when I get out of here, I'm going to be unemployed and broke. And I just don't believe it. I don't believe you could do better with Joe Kraft. I don't believe that I could do better, hardly. So read it.
All right, so fine.
What, did you hear anything from Scopey Williams?
Yes, I talked to him, and he's going to be down for the Tubman dinner. And he said that we could talk further about it down here. He said that he and his wife had made a decision quite some time ago when I had talked to him about the possibility of coming back to service, that they did not want an overseas post. But he'll be at your Tubman, dinner for Tubman, and we can...
Well, we better look for somebody else, Philippines, though, then, hadn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
And I guess we better do it pretty soon.
Yeah, I think we'll put our heads to that now.
All right, thank you.